From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Deepak Bhatt, Senior Associate Editor for ACC.org. I'm filling in this week for Dr. Kim Eagle on Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. This week, I'm going to give you a preview of some of the hottest trials that will be presented at ESC 2018 in Munich. There are going to be several trial updates that I think will be important and interesting and exciting, including the one-year results from the culprit shock trial. This, of course, was the trial of STEMI patients in shock randomized to receive either culprit only or full revascularization at the time of the index procedure. Counterintuitively, the 30-day results did not show a benefit of complete revascularization and indeed found harm. So we'll see with the one-year results whether any late benefit emerges. As well, data from the COMPASS trial will be presented. That was a trial that showed that rivaroxaban at a reduced dose plus aspirin was superior to aspirin alone in high-risk CAD and PAD patients. What's going to be presented now is an analysis of bleeding and cancer risk, so I think that'll be interesting. The CABANA trial shook up the world of EP. That was a trial of drugs versus AFib ablation, and what the trial showed depends on the eye of the observer. The primary endpoint wasn't met, strictly speaking, on statistical grounds, and therefore some people would say the trial was negative. But on the other hand, many would say that a number of other endpoints were positive, and for that reason that the trial overall is positive. So depending on where you are in that spectrum of interpretation, there'll be more data presented at ESC to help inform the interpretation of that trial and our actual choices and what to do in patients. For example, there will be data presented on atrial arrhythmias subsequent to the randomization. There will be a quality of life substudy that's presented, so should be good stuff. Also, the 10-year results from the ART trial will be presented, and this is a randomized trial of bilateral versus single mammary artery use in coronary artery bypass graft surgery. So far, there's been no clear benefit of bilateral mammaries, despite the belief that a more complete arterial revascularization should be good for patients, but the 10-year results are really what surgeons have been waiting for, because if there is any benefit, it should take about that long to emerge. So those are some important trial updates. In addition to that, there are a bunch of trials being presented that center on the field of thrombosis. It's a good year for thrombosis or for antithrombotics. The Mariner trial, randomizing medically ill patients to rivaroxaban or placebo, will be presented. That'll be important. Two different trials of aspirin and primary prevention will be presented. ARRIVE, examining aspirin in high-risk primary prevention, and ASCEND, examining aspirin in primary prevention, specifically in diabetic patients, will both be presented. So we'll have a bunch of data now about whether aspirin does or doesn't work in primary prevention in the contemporary era. This doesn't actually fit into the antithrombotic theme, but another part of ASCEND, it's a factorial design, will examine omega-3 fatty acids at a low dose and see if those agents reduce cardiovascular risk in diabetic primary prevention. Another antithrombotic trial is COMMANDER-HF, examining rivaroxaban versus placebo in heart failure patients with coronary artery disease. Yet another trial being presented is Global Leaders, that is examining stented patients to see, well, it's a bit of a complex trial. There are a few different things that are being examined, but really to see whether DAPT, dual antiplatelet therapy, should continue to be the standard of care for a year after stenting procedures, or whether ticagrelor or monotherapy can be substituted for a portion of that period of DAPT, and thereafter, whether ticagrelor or monotherapy can be substituted instead of aspirin monotherapy. So a few different questions, but really the overarching question is whether the standard of care with DAPT is good or can we do better in terms of tweaking it, for example, with ticagrelor or monotherapy. Another, not trial, but interesting study that's being presented has to do with the pathology of peripheral artery disease in critical limb ischemia. And it's not often that we get these sorts of pathology studies presented as late breakers, but I think it will be insightful in terms of furthering our understanding of what exactly causes critical limb ischemia and PAD. And the final study I'll mention is an observational study, not a randomized trial, from the SCAR registry, examining pre-treatment with P2Y12 inhibitors to see what impact they might have on patients, though the title says not associated with improved outcomes, so I'm assuming that that's what they're going to show. But at any rate, very informative trials, pathology study, and observational data that are being presented at the ESC late-breaking sessions coming later this month in Munich, Germany. I'm going to be really excited to be there. ACC.org will be reporting live from ESC, and hopefully those of you that are staying at home, holding down the fort, while the rest of us that are able to go attend ESC, hopefully you'll get a chance to get a sense of what's going on at the meeting, and hopefully this preview gives you an idea of which trials and studies might be worth focusing on. Thanks very much for listening to this week's Eagle's Eye View, your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. All the topics I discussed today can be found on the American College of Cardiology's website, at least once we post them after the embargoes have lifted at ESC. Please find us there or wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great week.